What's up, Liron here, and it is March. What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast, episode 75. And today, it is finally March, which is huge because first off, the first quarter of the year after this month is over, and it's crazy. I remember just like it was 2 days ago that I recorded my monthly plan for February, and now it's already March, and there's, again, a lot of work to do. I grade myself on every month. I don't remember if I said it last time. I probably did say it, but I grade myself at the end of every month, and it's a very flat and dry grading system on how productive I was. So the reason I say it's very dry is I don't give value to certain goals over others. I kind of have a number of tasks to do, and then I count how many of those numbers I finished. So this month on February, I had like 200 tasks. And when I say tasks, it could be stuff that are daily, like meditate every day during the week. So that's 20 something weekdays. So that's 20 points. Okay. But some tasks are like finish this book or finish this course or finish editing something or post 12 videos on YouTube. So it's not equal. It's not really value based. It's more numeric or numbers based. But in any case, my grade was 90%. So that was good. I believe the previous month it was also something like that, maybe 90 or 89 or something like that. But this is kind of the line I'm trying to preserve. And so again, I had to create my monthly tasks for March. Not a lot of things have changed. I would say between January and February, more things changed than between February and March. Mainly because there are a lot of things I haven't finished yet. But also because my focus is kind of the same. It got stabilized on February, and now I know a little better what I should be focusing on. And every end of the month, it's my job to look at all the yearly tasks and destinations I want to reach and figure out what the right actions are to get there. But almost every month, there's the things that repeat completely. For example, everything that has to do with social media. So the YouTube videos, these podcast episodes on the daily basis, on the weekly basis, the emails I send, anything that has anything to do with that. But then I have a few core goals, like I'm working on a new course for Udemy that takes some time. I'm working on a book, the book about people, takes some time because there's just a lot to do. And because I realized how important it is to create more, to spend more time purely creating, I realized how important that is to me. I just have to devote more time for that. And so what happens is there's less time to work on the products and to work on, and it's just, you know, time periods. Sometimes I want to devote more time for my art. Other times I feel completely fulfilled and I can focus on the business side of things a little more. But I will say that even if I take my feet off the gas pedal when it comes to business, I always have a bit of a thing going on because it's always important for me to improve the system itself, meaning the thing that generates revenue regardless of my time. Okay, so I don't have to spend time doing something. It works. Now, of course, I work a lot of hours every day, at least 10, probably sometimes 12, and probably 14 at worst, but not more than that. That's way too much for me. But usually it's around 10, I would say, or 11, something like that. But the income itself is separate from that, meaning the past videos that gain views send people to my landing pages and then they buy my courses and so on. I don't have to actively be there, do something. That's the point. If I do a private lesson, drawing or painting, then yes, I have to be there. And I love that because it's an opportunity to improve. But the passive side of things, quote unquote passive, is really important to me. And I say quote unquote because it's not really passive. It's years of work really to make it happen. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I'm excited for March and scared. I actually have a lot of things to take care of. I don't remember if I even ever mentioned it, but I have a deviated septum my nose has a deviated septum. It's something that it's probably genetic, and just with time it became worse. So I'll probably do this surgery. I don't know if it's called septoplasty, I believe. So I'll have to do that because it really interrupts my breathing on the right nostril is bad. So I need to get ready for that. It's going to be during April, so that's a bit of stress. Then we have the exhibition of the IWS competition here in Israel, and that's a little stressful. A lot of things that stressed me today, but luckily I feel a little better now. I just need good people around me and to do what I love, and it helps. And focus on the goal. You know, always you have to always focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. So if I focus, for example, on how scared I am for the surgery, which is like the simplest surgery, they do 7 a day, if not more. If I focus on that, then I'm just going to suffer. But if I focus on my nose being able to finally breathe fully from two nostrils, and yeah, I'm super happy about that. So you get the point. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Another thought, weird thought that I had today, and let's see how long this episode is running now. 6 minutes. Okay, that's fine. One thought I had that worried me is, in the future, a lot of people are going to search for stuff based on, they're just going to talk it out. They're just going to tell the search engine, play Liron's daily podcast or something like that. And my name pronunciation in English sucks. So I hope all of the Alexas and the smart machines will be able to recognize that, because if not, it's going to really hurt my traffic. So I'm starting to think about these weird things. I also incorporated the audio tag that you hear in the beginning of every episode. It's like the sound of the pencil going like on the paper, because I want my podcast to be recognized with that soundtrack. And by the way, I'm going to use that instead of my current intro on my weekly podcast as well. Because, yeah, that's just something I decided to do. So in any case, what else is interesting? You know what? Let's talk about something completely off topic. There's a new Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch that's planned out to be out this year. It's called Sword and Shield. I'm really excited about that. Pokemon is really nostalgic for me, I would say, because I've been, as a kid, it was huge in Israel and, of course, in many places in the world. But yeah, there's a new game out, and I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm going to mention this in my next YouTube video just for kicks and giggles. We'll see what happens and how people react. But yeah, I'm really excited about that, so I'll probably get it once it's out. Haven't had a good Pokemon game like in a while. I remember when I was in elementary school, I would, wow, that was crazy. We used to sit for hours and play with like a couple of friends together, everyone in their own Game Boy, not even Game Boy Advance, it was Game Boy Color, and we would trade Pokemon and things like that. It was just fun, so I'll probably get it, because right now all I played on the Nintendo Switch was the Breath of the Wild, the new Legend of Zelda, the newest Legend of Zelda game. So, and I don't even think it's the newest. I think there was Hyrule Warriors and a couple of others. You know, Link is in Smash Brothers as well, if you count that. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you don't know anything about video games, then the last segment probably doesn't interest you too much. So I hope I didn't bore you with that. Let me know in a message or a comment or wherever you're listening to this, what you thought of this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. The best place to contact me is on Instagram. So make sure you do there at Liron, Liron, Yan, Yan, IL. So that's one word, Liron, Yan, IL. And I'll be happy to answer any question you have. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again in another episode really soon.